Mary had a little
man.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Tucker Carlson trying to rewrite history of January 6th of the Capitol attack. The Fox News host revealing a small portion of the 40,000 hours of footage given to him and only him by the House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Carlson used a portion of the video to try to sanitize the violence from that day.
The crowd was enormous. A small percentage of them were hooligans. They committed vandalism. You've seen their pictures again and again. But the overwhelming majority weren't. They were peaceful, they were orderly and meek. These were not insurrectionists, they were sightseers. Footage from inside the Capitol overturns the story you've heard about January 6th. Protesters queue up in neat little lines. They give each other tours outside the Speaker's office. They take cheerful selfies and they smile. They're not destroying the Capitol, they obviously revere the Capitol.
So, many were actually charged with crimes for what they did that day. 326 of them charged with assaulting, resisting, or impeding officers or employees. Justice Department reports that 140 officers were assaulted at the Capitol. Some left with head wounds, cracked ribs, smashed spinal discs, and burns.
Yeah, they were just, committing suicide or punching themselves or harming. Hello, everybody. So honestly, if you watch Fox News, you get to live in a completely alternative reality where, like, Pearl Harbor Day can be depicted as just a beautiful Hawaii morning back in the 1941, where 9/11 was a crisp, clear Tuesday morning in New York City. And if you leave out the decimation of the skyline, if you leave out, you know, planes flying into Tower 1 and Tower 2 of the World Trade Center, which doesn't exist anymore, then, 9/11 never happened. You understand? I mean, I can't even believe if you watch that crud, if you watch that Gaslit Nation channel, if you watch what will eventually be Texas state-run media, Fox News, because, you know, I don't know if you realize this or not. Texas is going to introduce a bill to secede from the union. Yay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, everybody. So I would say we need to build a wall, except I know Texas will build it on its own. I mean, we don't even have to lift a finger. They will, actually do it and build a wall between them and, I'm guessing Oklahoma and Arkansas. I don't know. But they'll build a wall. They'll build a freaking wall, and they will wall themselves in for us. But, I mean, the only thing I could think of, like, what is the usefulness of Fox News going forward is it's going to be Texas, the country. It'll be their state-run government media go-to Gaslit Nation outlet. Because if you watch Tucker Carlson, this never happened. That never happened. You understand? That never happened. If you watch that channel, that never happened. It didn't. And, they can make themselves believe any damn thing they want to believe by watching that swill, by watching that propaganda, by watching that garbage, by watching that reversal of history, by watching, you know, up is down, black is white, we're through the looking glass, and hey, come on in. Do you know, I mean, I couldn't believe it. I could not believe. But of course, you know, everybody understood that, you know, Kevin McCarthy is, completely complicit in this gaslighting of Americans, a certain portion of us, a tiny little portion, but 3.5 million every night tune into this alternate reality because I guess, you know, adulting is too hard. Adulting is, it's difficult. And people don't want to do it. So they just, you know, watch this and, you know, are fed a steady diet of it's not your fault. People didn't show up. There was no riot. There was no violence. 140 police officers, they damaged themselves is what they did. They hurt themselves. They did it all because they were trying to conspire against Donald Trump, you know, who's completely and utterly innocent in all of this incitement. He had nothing to do with it. And besides, there is no it. It's just a tourist thing. It's just they were tourists. Standing in between the stanchions, milling around. They revered the Capitol, which is why they crapped on the floor and smeared it all over, what, so that their DNA would forever remain in the revered Capitol walls? I mean, this is some sick stuff, really. So I have to say, here's an idea for you, Texas. Instead of trying to secede from the United States of America, why don't you just ask Tucker to create an alternate universe in Texas where you are your own country? And then you don't have to do any of the, you know, anti-constitutional things. You don't have to deal with any bloodshed. You don't have to build a stinking wall. You don't have to worry about Jack, okay? Tucker will just tell you that you're your own country, and then you can, you know, believe it. Then you can just go about your business telling women that they have absolutely no autonomy over their own beings, that they're not sentient human beings, okay? That they don't have medical needs when they're pregnant, right? I mean, honestly, I can't believe what they do over there and that people are willing to go take that walk with him down, you know, a plank of destruction and you know, denigrating everything that's good about this country, including the rule of law, because they don't like it, because it's inconvenient for them. He wants us to believe that the Capitol rioters were a bunch of colorful cranks. This is what he's feeding his audience. They were just colorful. I can't even say it. They were just, you know, colorful. They were shamans, and you know, he had a, you know, stupid little head. And this guy was completely innocent. He didn't do anything. He was, you know, just you know, he pled guilty, right? You know, he pled guilty to trying to interrupt a official proceeding of Congress. And you know. You know, we all found this out together. It was shocking to me, too. But the penalty for disrupting, you know, official the official business of Congress is 20 freaking years. It's 20 years. This guy got 41 months, and he knew he was facing 41 months, and he still pled guilty. And his stinking attorney tried to say, well, he's not mentally okay. His own attorney called him a short bus person. Do you remember any of this? Right? Actually went on the TV and said, look, he's a short bus person, you know, is what it is. And said he needs to have organic food in the jail. He needs to because it's part of his religion. Well, this guy was ate up with QAnon conspiracy theories is what it is. And he was at the forefront of this on a loudspeaker saying, you know, we've already secured the White House. We need to move into the Capitol. I don't know how many people actually remember any of this now, okay? But it actually did happen.
Don't call me
Oh, no, no, that's the guy that actually attacked the police officers. There's so much here to show you today. No, this is the outside looking in.
As the police are. I'm just giving you guys a heads up.
Oh, there he is.
They already secured the White House. I'm just giving you a heads up. Hold the line, Patriots. Hold the line. National Guard is on their way.
Okay, so that was what we saw the day of, okay? That was what we saw when the Washington Post was outside and hadn't had any, you know, inside footage yet. We didn't know that the police were being crushed. We didn't know that Ashley Babbitt was climbing through the broken door into the speaker's lobby and that the police officer on the floor of the Capitol held his gun out for a good long time to show it to them, to make them stop, and that she didn't. And so I guess she committed suicide too. But anyway, there's the shaman whose lawyer said he was a short bus person. Well, in the end, this guy was given a mental acuity test, right, to see if he was able to enter his guilty plea, if he was mentally okay enough to enter his guilty plea to get only 41 months instead of 20 years. And he checked out. He checked out just fine. And so he was allowed to enter his guilty plea and got 41 months in jail, in prison. But not on Fox News.